We adore you, Ancient of Days. We bless your holy name and the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Joyous me to the midnight hour of deliverance and prayer right now, brought to you by the Privileged Church Prayer. This is your midnight hour of deliverance and prayer lifeline with the Privileged Church Prayer Network, a Bible-believing apostolic and prophetic ministry with a mandate to teach and preach the prevailing message of the cross whilst transforming lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. This midnight, this hour, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, using Bible-based intercessions, you and I are set to engage in personal prayers and deliverance to destroy every satanic yoke, break even patterns, release the oppressed, and set the captives free so that you and I can be free to serve God and fulfill our God-given purpose and destiny without any limits. It is time to put the enemy in his place and take what Christ has won for you. Welcome.
Hallelujah. Father, we exalt you tonight for this divine encounter in your presence at the midnight hour. So we acknowledge the Ancient of Days. We acknowledge you, the Eternal God. We acknowledge you, the Prince of Peace, the El Shaddai, our God that ruleth and reigneth in majesty. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The El Shaddai, the El Elyon, the Prince of Peace, our God who speaks and it comes to pass. Our God that watches over his word to perform it this morning. We give you thanks. We give you glory. We worship and we adore. You, the Most High God, thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord.
Yes.
To receive glory, glory and honor, thou art worthy, O Lord, for thou art created all things. Created, thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they were created. Thou art worthy, O Lord, for thou art created all things created. Thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they were created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Down at your feet, O Lord, is the Most High place. your faith, for there is no higher calling, there is no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne, O God. I am amazed at your glory embraced by your mercy, O Lord. I live to worship you down at your feet, O Lord. Down at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. For there is no higher calling. There is no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I am amazed at your glory embraced by your mercy, O Lord. I live to worship you, O Lord. O Lord, I live to worship you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness, my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you, O Lord. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search through all eternity long and found there is none like you. I can search through all eternity long and found there is none like you. Oh Lord, I can search I can search you all eternity long, and found there is no like you. I can search you all, I can search you all eternity long, and found there is no like you. Yes, Jesus. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Holy are you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. All creation calls you God. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art. Yes, Jesus. You are God, mighty are your miracles, we stand in awe of your holiness. Our God, we bow and worship you. Our God, we bow. Our God, we bow and worship you. Our God, we bow. Our God, we bow and worship you. Our God, we bow. Our God, we bow and worship you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness, my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we praise your name. All the glory, all the praise, oh Lord, we praise your name. Your name, all the glory, all the praise, oh Lord, we praise your name. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, for he has given unto us a spirit of power, a spirit of love and of sound mind. God has not given you a spirit of fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he has given unto us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and of sound mind. A spirit of power, a spirit of love, and of sound and mind. Beloved, can you thank the Lord this morning for what the Lord has given us in Christ Jesus? He has given unto us all things that pertains unto life and unto godliness. Mekusopenta grossi ike kwata la brida bosoto. Megratu uso zempre nege kwazozia. In the gegege lepros ato mekwata elembre de bogosiato lebongo shate elabongo gogosiato o lakika kwa shate lebrida bogosiate endo gogosiato lebrida bogosia ende kushto si elementro novosiato lekrondo golobros ate mekwata la biga tua gogosiate Endegege lepros ito. Mekwata. Andege kushto zepende lepros ate. Endegege lebolobosi ato. Leku kushto siate. Mekwazo. Zi ila mengre lebebebege siate. Mekuso zopende lepros ate. Lekuaga siato. Ndege libros ato. Meke kushto zepentru nogozia. leke kwaso si ile mengros ato zeke kusto zoton de lebri la bosiate indogo suato lebre si ato makwazatia leke kusto zeke gelebrus ata lakwaza andogo golobrus atwa leku kusto zia la bolobrus ate megegegelebrus atwa Leke kosiata, leke gegele prostate, ike kusto, zeke kwa kotolo brene kakwa zazia, indege kwazo, zi indale brene bebeke siate, mekwata, lebrinda kwazo, zi andolo bolo prostate, ike kwaza, zapiondolo borianga tuaze, leke kwa shete, endege gegele prostate, elu kukuso, ondolo prostate, Ende gegege leprus atwa ndege leprus atwa ndele prina gosia. Ende gegege leprus atwa. Mekwa kogogosiato onde gegege leprus atwa. Ende gegoshiato loprina kwasasia. Izo pentroniga kwasasia. Ilebe leprus ato. Inge kwaso ze pentru nogosiate. Ende gegege librus atuantolo plenica quashute. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Becuso se pentolo bolobrus ate. Mequaso si ike quata labronde gegasiate. Mequaso si ike custosia. Ende gequaso si indelebresi ato. Engegege librus atua talabrina gogo gosiate. Mekwaza ando gogo lobros ate. Elebrina gugu sosia sapiondo gogo gosiate. Esu undogo limon gretege kwa sosia. Iko kwaza zepiatua talekra dobosia. Engegege librus osi indelebrelebe gosiate. Endege kwashete, endege leprus atwa, ike kwazo, zi ike kwato, ondo gogo leprus ate, meke kwaza, andege leprus ate, bekwazo, ondo gogo leprus atwa, endege kwashete, ilobo kosate, endege kwazo ziantolo mengra dabosia, Zebreda kuwa goseke tono mengra siate. Mekwata le mengre diva bongo siato. Ile mengra du kusto. Zepentru no goza. Zebe kusto sia le prenege kwazo. Indolo brende kusta ze. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, tonight, I want you to say to the Lord, Oh God, my Father, intervene for me by your divine power and strengthen my withered hand. Oh God, my Father, strengthen and quicken by your divine power my withered hand, strengthen my withered hand. Strengthen my withered hand, strengthen my withered hand, quicken my withered hand, revitalize my withered hand, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Arise by your divine power, O God, quicken my withered hand. Father, quicken my withered hand this morning. Ulobo kusto si ile mengri da bugo siato. Negle kugo siato. Leke kwaza. Lord, quicken. Make all my withered hand. Loku sopete le grasu ate. Father, quicken my withered hand. Bekuso se piatua. Legre tugo si ike kwaza se. Meke kwaza. Labrida kwaza siya. Inge kwa zosia, illo bongros ike kwato, elebe librus atwa, mekwaza atwa ta, lekwazo zepende lebris atwa, In lebrina bongo gogo lubrus atua. Legequeto. Lebrina bongo siete. In la bongo shete. In lebege queso. In de lebrini bakwa shete. Ikushatondo lebrina quagogo siete. In da quashete. Lord, beseech me tonight. Lord, strengthen my withered hand. Lord, quicken my withered hand. Make all my withered hand. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, pico quazo si in a mangro dogo suate. Mecro dobogo shete. Ezuato on dege quazo zia. Endege quazo zi. Le pentru dogo zia. Zebrila bongo gogo lobruz ate. Mekia kwashete librundo gosia. Ezo suate. Lebrila bongo si ate. Ende kusho sopende lebosiato. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. What is in the hand? Beloved, we saw from the word of the Lord a story of a man that Jesus healed. Matthew chapter 12. In Matthew chapter 12, the Pharisees, they were challenging Jesus about the Sabbath day. Because on the Sabbath day, Jesus and his disciples, they went through the cornfield, and the disciples of Jesus were hungry, so they plucked corns from the cornfield. And the Pharisees began to question him about the Sabbath. And Jesus responded to them and told them the story about David and said, do you remember how David, when he was hungry, that he went into the house of the Lord and ate the bread, the shoe bread that was meant for the priest? And in those days, it was not lawful for him to eat it. Neither those who were with him were meant to eat what was allocated to the priest. But beloved brethren, you and I will see that Jesus was emphasizing on the fact that according to the law, that they seem to have profaned the Sabbath, but yet they were treated blameless. And Jesus said, the one that is greater than the Sabbath, Sabbath that means a day of worship, he said, Christ is greater than the Sabbath, and therefore the man Jesus is Lord over the Sabbath. This discussion has just taken place, and Jesus departed and went into their synagogue. And when he got to the synagogue, which is a place of worship, he saw a man with a withered hand, and they said unto Jesus, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? So that they can accuse him. They have just accused him of that his disciples were going into another man's field and they were eating, they were plucking corns on the Sabbath day. It says Sabbath is made for man and man is not made for the Sabbath. Beloved, so there is no restriction in what ought to take place because the law has been fulfilled through Christ who they were looking at. And therefore I said unto them in verse 10, and behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days that they might accuse him? And he said unto them, what man shall there be among you that he shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on a Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then said he to the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored whole, like as the other. It was restored whole, like as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. Because, beloved, when they saw a miracle of the withered hand restored, they know that they cannot stand in the way of what is visible. Jesus told the man with a withered hand on a day that man says that it is impossible because of the laws of the Sabbath to do what is good or whether to eat. They are looking for a place to accuse him, but yet on the Sabbath is one who is accustomed to come to the church, but yet as we that and he comes to the temple, but has issues with his hand. Beloved, there is something about withered hand. What does the Bible has to say about hand generally? And, beloved, it's God's divinely arranged symbol, the symbol that we walk with. Our hand is an instrument of work. The word of the Lord will say, that which we put our hand on shall prosper. Whatever you put our hands on shall prosper. So our hands is a symbol of prosperity. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 9. The word of the Lord says, then the Lord your God will prosper you abundantly in the works of your hands. So the hand is a symbol, instrument of work, and everyone performed to the hand, God expects it to prosper. Instrument of work. Instrument of prosperity. Our hands is designed by God that we must walk with it. Our hand is the instrument of labor. Therefore, the word of the Lord will say in Psalm 128, it said, blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and shall be well with you. it shall be well with you. So we saw Psalm 128 also talks about the hand as our instrument of labor. Beloved, and the fruits, the result that we accomplish from laboring, from working with our hand, is supposed to bring us food to eat. And as a result of eating the proceed of our labor, eating the proceeds of the labor with the hand, we see that the word of the Lord said it brings happiness. It means that man becomes satisfied with the fruit of their labor. Therefore, Isaiah 65 says that God has not called us to labor in vain. So you don't engage your hand in a business that is unprofitable. So God is saying that the instrument of the hand, your hand is an instrument of profit. Instrument of profit. Is your instrument of prosperity, instrument of work, instrument of profits, instruments that God uses to add to ensure that a prosperous so Romans 10 verse 17 also help us that engaging in business is impossible without the hands. So we saw that the hand also, the word of the Lord said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Therefore, the ability that is given unto every man to prosper by engaging in our own hands, some activities, it becomes the instrument that showcases the talents, the abilities, the creativity that God has given unto us. Because you cannot say that you are creative in your imagination. You have to engage your hand in performing what gift you have in your hand, what gifts and talents that you have. Beloved, so we see that the hand of any man is a very, very integral part of their body. Good things are delivered into the hand. They are delivered and they are received by the hand. One can be in the university and study for many years, whether a PhD degree, you don't accept your certificate with your leg or with any other part. You take good things with your hand. Gifts are given by the hand. with the end, we do battle. The word of the Lord said, He has taught my hands to fight, and my He has trained my fingers to fight and my hands to war. It's an hand, it's an instrument of warfare. So when you engage your hand in an instrument of warfare, you also have to know that it is an instrument of victory. Beloved, what is it in the end? The Lord will say, Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 10. God said, when you go out for to war against thine enemies, and the Lord thy God has delivered them into thy hand, thou hast taken them captive. So deliverance of the enemy is into the hands of God's people. And God blesses the work of the hands. Deuteronomy 24, verse 19. That the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of your hands. So the hand that is engaged in service is the hand that receives blessing from the Lord. We engage our hand in activities of service in a God-given platform of service. Because you cannot say, bless me, Lord, the covenant of blessing is there until the hand is engaged in carrying out activities. Blessing has no way of being conveyed on the individual. So when God was going to deal with Moses, he said, what is that in your hand? What is it in your hand? What is it in your hand? What is it in your hand? There was a rod in the hand of a Moses. The rod was an instrument in Exodus chapter 4. That rod was an instrument of a shepherd's wood. So, beloved, he has a rod in his hand. He was able to hold and grip the instrument of a service in his hand. God said to him, what is that in your hand? He has a staff in his hand. And God said, throw it, instrument of service. And God told him to throw it down on that holy ground, and the staff became a serpent, and it was jumped and fled from it, and God said, pick it up, and it became a rod of sign and wonder in his hand. Therefore, God was able to instruct him to do wonders with that rod that was in his hand. That was simply because he had something in his hand. So the hand was a gripper of what he needed to be a wonder to his world. So he can take it, he can lay it down. His hand was functional. It became a living wonder, an instrument of wonder that terminates wandering. Because he was able to take a hold of that instrument in his hand. His hand was not withered. Beloved, so we can see, we can begin to look at the scripture, and we see that God, and he created the universe. He reasoned it out, he said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over all the things that were created. There was a discussion between the Godhead, but the Lord went into action and made man in his own image from the dust of the earth. So man was engaged, was created to the hand of God. Everything that was created and fashioned together by the hand of the Lord. So we saw creative hands. That God demonstrated, even though there is a discussion between the Godhead, but beloved, God still uses his hands to form all the things that he created. So God worked with his hand. Man is a product of the creative hands of God. But so also we come to an understanding that the enemy can attack when you see what the Lord said in the book of Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. Let us quickly turn to Mark chapter 16. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Mark chapter 16. Please bear with me this morning, because every withered hand must be quickened, must be restored whole. Mark chapter number 16. The word of the Lord said, verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. They will cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Beloved, it said, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So we saw that in Mark 16:18, that the hand is an instrument of healing. So we have healing hands. And when you come into the book of James, James chapter number 5, let's go to the book of James chapter number 5. God begins to say, is any sick among you? James 5:14. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he has committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. He said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. But it is impossible to anoint without engaging the instrument of the hand. It's the instrument for impartation. Impartation of the anointing. When Moses was taking too much on board by himself, God said, go and give, lay your hands on 70, the 70 elders from the every tribe in Israel, and let the same grace that was upon you be imparted to them. Paul says, I come that I might impart unto you spiritual gift in order for you to be established. Romans chapter 1 verse 11. Paul says, for I long to see you so that I impart some spiritual gifts to you, that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you, while among you each of us by the oaths, by the other's faith, both yours and mine. So Paul had prayed consistently, but when it comes to impartation of gifts, he said, I want to see you so that I can impart gifts unto you. So we saw that the hand also is an instrument of supernatural impartation of gifts. Supernatural impartation of spiritual gifts. Supernatural impartation of gifts. So we saw it's not just a symbol of profit, of prosperity, of work. It's not just an instrument of victory, but a hand that is well engaged in service. Beloved, it's a hand that is an effective hand. That is why Paul begins to say unto Timothy, you've got to watch how you lay your hands on people. He said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 21, he said, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and of his chosen angels to maintain this principle without bias, doing nothing in a spirit of partiality. Do not lay hands upon anyone too hastily, and therefore share responsibility for the sins of others. Keep yourself free from sin. It said, don't partake of the atrocities of others Do not lay your hands on anybody suddenly. What does that mean, beloved? It means that you don't put your hands on the wrong set of people who you don't put your hands and impact the anointing upon a sinner. Except because you will be partaking of their faults. So we saw that there is something about the ends. In Acts chapter 13 and 3, they begin to minister unto Paul. While they were ministering in verse 2 to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them and sent them away. So we saw that it is the instrument of the hand that is used to release men by consecrating them into service. They laid their hands on them and they sent them away as apostles. So, instrument of consecration to service. How powerful the hands of man is. So we see that power is an instrument of power, as we saw in Mark chapter 16. Every time they choose men, they choose the deacons to serve table, they lay their hands on them, they impart power into them. Beloved, they went about to begin to do according to the power of God that is at work in them. So you saw a Stephen that was not just an ordinary man's serving table, it was full of the Holy Ghost. So we saw that the hand is an instrument of power. Jesus created a mold and used his hand to create an ointment that he placed upon a blinded man's eyes, and the man begins to see. So, before anyone can be sent forth to go and execute their destiny, they are consecrated by engaging the hand of God through man. So, there's something about your hand and my hand. To the end, beloved, Paul will say unto Timothy again, he said, "For this reason I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and of soundness of mind." It says, stir up, kindle, stir up the gift that you have received. Through the laying on of hands. So we see tonight how powerful the hand can be. So in that, through the laying on of hands, Paul begins to say that hand that was laid on Timothy releases the power of God and the love of God and beloved, the power, love, and soundness of mind, which is talking about spiritual discipline. He said to him, you must fan to flame the gifts that you have received. The gifts that you have received through the laying on of hands. So we saw that the gift of power, the gift of love, and soundness of mind was released in him through the laying on of the hands of Paul. So, beloved, I want you to hold this thought in your mind tonight so that you know when the hand is weeded, that hand is deprived of what it was meant to have enjoyed and what it was meant to have been to those who it was meant to bless. Peter and the apostles, they were baptized with the Holy Ghost, but until they engaged their hand in Acts chapter 3 in helping the man that was lame-footed, that man was denied of his rising. So to help another to rise, Peter engaged his hand. So by the agency of our hand, we can help others to arise. But the story of this man, he was in church, but yet his hand was withered. So what you see is that this man was deprived, denied of being able to lay, to walk with his own hands. A withered hand is a dry hand. A withered hand is a hand that is deprived of its usage. A withered hand is a hand that cannot engage and performing activities and beloved in benefiting itself or benefiting others. It's a shrunk hand. It is a hand that represented a wasted hand. A wasted hand is a wasted life. A shrunk hand is a shrunk life. A dry hand is a dry destiny. A deprived hand, a withered hand is the hand that has been deprived of being able to be engaged, beloved, for increase, to engage in working that it might receive the blessing of God and be prosperous with the hand. Beloved, a withered hand that is denied of its usage is deprived of creativity. A withered hand is deprived, beloved, of his ability to benefit. The owner of that hand is a hand that is wounded, a hand that cannot perform. It has become a slack hand, a loose hand, a hand that has been dried up and denied of his capability and of his ability. A withered hand, beloved, is denied of being able to provide profitable results, beloved, prosperous results, even for its owner. It's a redundant hand that speaks of redundant life. A withered hand, it is a hand that makes its owner to have good ideas, but they have no power for implementation. It is a hand, beloved, that denied its honor of being utilized as instrument of labor instrument that can bring food on the table, instrument, beloved, that can bring them satisfaction, instrument that can bring profit, instrument that can make them to be victorious and withered and cannot go to the battle and fight against the enemy. The withered hand cannot take delivery of good things, cannot receive anything that is good with the hand. A withered hand, beloved, is denied of its ability of victory because it cannot be engaged in battle against the opponent. A withered hand is denied of its ability to fulfill, denied its victim of ability to fulfill purpose. Beloved, a withered hand will deny its owner, beloved, of its ability to be able to be creative. Might have so much rich thoughts in their mind, but denied its owner, beloved, the actualization of the creativity, the actualization of that which the person would love to do. So good ideas remain good ideas. They were dreams that never come true because there is no power of the hand to be able to bring them to pass. So the withered hand is denied of the manifestation of the power of God through its victim. Because a Paul will say, I want you, Timothy, to stir up the giftings that I have placed upon you through the laying on of my hands. So power cannot change hands. However powerful somebody is before their hand is withered, it means that they cannot leave an inheritance for their children's children. They cannot extend the baton to other people. It makes man to be stuck with salt that the withered hand will deprive the generation of the upright from benefiting of the power of healing, the power of prosperity that is available in Christ Jesus to those that whose hand are withered. And beloved, the word of the Lord said, a candidate that has all the potential to be a true witness for Jesus, he was still appearing in the temple, but his hand was withered. When the hand is withered, when the individual is weak in one hand, beloved, and they are not able to enjoy the benefits of the hand that is old. Jesus looked at him and he said, is it right that you put some barrier in the law along the path for this Son of God to be restored? He told him, he said, stretch forth your hand. One hand was effective, the other hand was dull. And Jesus said, stretch forth your hand. And that hand was all one like the other. He said, stretch forth, put forth your hand. So a hand that is denied of its divine strength, the divine power, a hand that is not old needs to be stretched forth in order to be quickened. Therefore, Jesus was not begging the man. Jesus told him, he commanded him by the word. He said, stretch forth your hand. And that hand was quickened because everything obeys God. The man stretched, the hand that was shrunk, the hand that had been withered, beloved, the hand that was weak, regained a supernatural strength because Jesus said so. Therefore, you and I were going to speak to our withered hands. You know if your hand is withered, if you have not been able to carry good things all the way through, you have good ideas. The lack is manifest, is expression. Every dream remains in dreamland. You have never been able to actualize your dream. Beloved, how do you know that you have withered hand? Beloved, you have not been able to engage in a job. Beloved, so also you have not been able to have anything to profit with. You know about the covenant blessing of Abraham, Galatians 3:14. But you have nothing to do in order to see. God blesses it. There was no staff in your hand because your hand has not been able to grip something good or has not been able to take hold of what is right. Beloved, so we see that there are withered hands. Beloved, physically you have the two hands, but opportunities has been slipping through the hand. We've been missing what was good. I've never been able to grasp what was good. I've never been able to know what is called prosperity and profiting. I've been laboring but has no result. Beloved, the hand that is weak is only focusing on me, myself, has nothing to share or to affect other people's will. Paul affected a Timothy's life by the laying on of hands, and giftings of power, gifting of soundness was imparted unto him. It says, stir into flame the power gifts that I have released upon you through my laying on of hands. Beloved, when the hand is withered, the hand is dried, it is denied of its usage. Therefore, beloved, if you find yourself, you know you have something good to impart unto others, but you lack the opportunities. You lack the expression. Somebody wants to help another, but you don't have the means of conveying the help that you desire so much to do unto others. So there is a withered hand. And therefore, this morning we will do like Jesus. Lord, heal my withered hand today in the mighty name of Jesus. Withered hand, withered life today in the name of Jesus. Father, let my withered hand be healed. Jesus sent forth his word, Psalm 107:20. He said he sent forth his word and he healed our land and delivered us from all our oppression, affliction. He sent forth his word to the man with the withered hand. He said, stretch forth your hand. Therefore, you are going to speak into every area of withered and deadness in your life, in the life of any prevailer. You are commanding and speaking. You are saying, oh, thou, every withered hand or withered life, withered destiny, I command you to receive the divine power of God. Be quickened in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says the same Holy Ghost, the raised of Jesus Christ from dead is in us and quickened our mortal body. In Romans 8:11, the same Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the quickener. When that particular hand is withered, it means it has become weakened. It has lost its strength. It has lost its usage. And the quickener makes alive what was dead. The hand was wasted. But the Holy Spirit has the quickening power to bring it back to life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The same Holy Ghost, the raised of Jesus Christ from dead, is in us to quicken our mortal body, including whatever area that has been deemed dead or deemed inactive, deemed unproductive, deemed withered, deemed strong. longer deemed almost wasted or even loses its usage. You are commanding every dysfunctional hand, spiritually, physically, financially, in my life, hear you the word of the Lord. Be made all, 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 be made all. Be quasua, atuato, ondege quasuato, endege quaso, indege quasua, eke quasa kakuato lobo lengres ate, eke custo, zebentru lobosia. So the same Holy Ghost that liveth on the inside of us has the power for quickening area of dysfunctionality, areas of our life and our destiny that has not been productive, effective, neither has it been profitable or brought us prosperity. Beloved, so you are saying, I speak into every weed that hand in my life, in my destiny, hear ye the word of the Lord, be made all. Le quasua, indege quaso, zi ile mengre siato, ostogoli barombo gosiate, in lava longrisa atuate, ezuato ondeke custosia, in lave cuco gosiato. In la monde ge librus ato, ende ge kosiate, ende kusto, zi ila mongro de ge siato, ende ge librus atua, inge kwasa, ande ge librus atua, in le ge kusto, ze pentru no gozia, in da bontru no gozi, inge kwasa ate, ende ge kwaso sia. Indege kwashite, indege gege librus atua, ilebeke kwaso si ilemengrezi ato, indege gege librus osia, ilobengrus atua, indege kwaso si ilabogoshe, bekwasaza. I want you to say, Jesus, Son of David, visit every dysfunctional area of my life. Let there be healing. Let there be healing of every dysfunctionality. Make me whole. Jesus was wounded for transgression. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we were made whole. Therefore you have said, oh God my Father, by the power of resurrection, visit me today. Let there be healing and wholeness for my withered hand, locus opentru na gazia, ike kukusta zapio dolobosia, leke kukosiato, lengrida kwasosia, lekrondogosi ike kwasa, endege kuso, si ila bontru no goza, illa beke kwaso, si ale brendege kwaso, illa bogusto, si ike kwaso, zobrila bongredege kwaza, ze becusto, ze pentru nonosa, illa mengras ito, le qua gogogosiato, in dogoste, ze endele beligrus atua, endege ke librus atua, lo custo ze, Lord, every withered hand in Prevailers Church Network, I command them to be made whole. Every life that has been deprived of manifesting the divine purpose and agenda of God, I command you, receive the word of the living God. Be made all, be made all, be made all, be made all, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Me kukusa open engra kaswete, illa bekwa gogogo lobruz atwa, endege kwa sosia, onde gegege lebrus atua talabrende custose, endege quaso, zi iget emblobosiate. Beloved, that hand was there but withered. We cannot be engaged in work but was like a decoration. When there is an area of wilderness, wilderness hand in the life of a believer, It means that the individual is not performing its optimum result, but was beloved just living for living's sake. Beloved, going through life motions without, beloved, the right activity that showcases the potential, the talent, the grace, the virtue that the individual has. So there is nothing to show for what the individual has. You are saying to the Lord, visit me, awaken my withered hand, stir up my withered hand, quicken my withered hand, make me whole. Father, make me whole. Lekutope lengre de kwezosia. Illa bokushto seke tu ato. Endege ko libruza atia. Elle brila kukukosiato. Ige kweza. Si ila bonto lo bondege ke libruza ato. Illa kushto. Si ila bogosiate. Say to the Lord, visit every root of weededness in my life and make me whole. Beloved, the Bible does not tell us how that man's hand became weed, became dysfunctional, became ineffective. But the word of the Lord said the hand was withered. So, beloved, today you want to say to the Lord, whatever is the reason, whatever is responsible for causing my hand to wither, my spiritual and physical hand to wither, Lord, get to the root by your word. Let there be wholeness for me. Lord, make this withered and whole. Be kekwazo, si ila mangresi ato. Endege kwazosia, ilobo koshete. Endege kuzo si ila mangrede kwazose. Jesus gave the command and said, what you have not been able to do before, do it. He said, stretch forth that withered hand. He walked in obedience, and beloved, is withered hand received divine stamina, divine quickening, and it was restored, it was made whole. He was not trying to reason it out. He obeyed God, and God, beloved, answered for him. Lukushto ze petronde, leke kusto ze pindo lagozia, ze brenika kwazozia, ille mengru do bogusto go le mengras ato. Therefore, you are speaking thus, Lord, by the power of your spirit, make all my withered hand, make all my withered hand, make all my withered hand, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord Custo, the Pentru no Gozia, the Libru no Bongo Shete, and the Kequazo, the Ila Bongo Siate, and the Kequazo, the Ila Bongo Shete, e suprindo gogosiate, endege ke libruza ato, mekwaza sa, endege ke libruza ato, illo bogosi akweto lobosia. Beloved, he was obedient to the words of Jesus, and the evidence of his obedience was that he had a restoration. Therefore, you have said to the Lord, let there be restoration for me. Let everything that was weeded, everything that had become deprived of its usage in my life, let them hear the word of the Lord. If you have a talent, you have an education, but you have not been able to engage what you have in service, in the service platform given to you by God, you are sent to the Lord today, give me opportunity, Lord, to put into use my education, to engage my talent, to engage the investment of God in me into service. You are saying, Lord, deliver me from every weak hand, from every slack hand. Give me a miracle today. In love, Lo brido koshete. Enge kwazo zembrina gozozia. Ondege gelibrus ato. Ondege kwazo zia. Ondolo bege kwato lo mengre diga kwazo. Ezo prende ke kwazo zia. Ondege kwashete. Beloved, that man against all odds, that was a reason against him, he received his healing without fail, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Jesus said, stretch forth your hands, and beloved, dryness of hand, disability became a thing of the past. Beloved, so he partake of the bread of healing, no longer eating the bread of affliction. I want you to say to the Lord today, because I have appeared in Zion before you, I partake of divine healing, the bread of healing, and no longer will I partake of the bread of affliction, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lekuto pontre negasiato, el nebrido quazaza, zapion dologosiate, nenga librus ozi in de libru no bogosia, en degegege lebrus ica quazaza, zebrendo custo, zepentru no gozia, in lebre ne bogosu ato. Mende libru no bogo shate, lebri no bongo siato, ezoto, lebre nega kuago go siate, endogo shate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Amen. Beloved, can you begin to thank the Lord? This is part one of this. As we come into the second session at the 5 a.m., can you say to the Lord, even in that attitude of thanksgiving, you are saying, as I show up on the 5 a.m., as we gather together again, Lord, let there be a quickening by your divine power in the name of Jesus. Let the proof of supernatural power of God be evident in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, as you lay down to sleep, you are saying to the Lord, give me a supernatural encounter with God, a visitation that restores me back into wholeness in my career, in my ministry, in the work of my hands, in the mighty name of Jesus. That every investment of God in my life is used to its optimum even capacity, in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace to optimize the investment of God in my life, that it begin to find expression in my life today, in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, we worship you, we exalt your holy name, because you have touched us tonight. Thank you for restoring the ability of every prevailer this morning to be able to optimize and to engage our hand in deriving the right result, even according to the divine order of God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I speak into every withered hand, every instrument that God has given unto the prevailers to prosper, to profit, every instrument that you have given unto us to benefit our lives and to affect the life of others, that has been wounded, that has become slack, that has become lame, that has become weak, in any which way that has been denied its opportunity to manifest today, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare, let every divinely given instrument of God begin to find expression in the life of the prevailers, for our profit, for our prosperity, for our victory, for our divinely given opportunity for the impartation of grace, the impartation of life into the life of everyone that God has connected with us, in the mighty name of Jesus, or connected to us. Therefore, Spirit of the living God, the divine quickener, that you will visit every prevailer in the daytime and in the nighttime and restore back unto wholeness any dysfunctional area of life that is preventing us to rise as sons and daughters of the Most High God and manifest our purpose in life that will affect our generation for good and advance the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. Therefore, thank you, my Father, for you will restore health unto us and you will heal us of every wound. Therefore, the jobless begin to find even jobs. The weak became stronger in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hope is restored to the hopeless in the name of Jesus. The prevailers become profitable and begins to excel in every platform that God has given unto us to serve in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare no good thing shall be withholden from us in the name of Jesus. Therefore, whatsoever we lay our hands on, even from now, begin to prosper in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We rejoice in you, our God, and we are glad. Unto you, the eternal King of glory, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who is at work in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Unto you that perform the word that you have given unto your servants and execute your word unto your messenger. Unto you be glory, unto you be honor, unto you be all praise and adoration this evening, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, as we come together in the 5 a.m., you begin to touch every soul for wholeness, touch with the touch of healing, touch to release your virtue, touch that manifest the divine and supernatural empowerment of God in our lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name.
For more information on the Prevailers Church Prayer Network, her prayer line conferences, and other programs, please contact, if you're in the UK, Pastor Helen Folakemi Ajimati, the PCPN coordinator, on 079-315-40529. Or Pastor Dimo Ajimati, the PCF founder and senior pastor in Oshogbo, Nigeria. Our email addresses are schoolofpurposeonair@gmail.com or pcpncoordinator@gmail.com. You can also search and join us via our Facebook page. Search for Prevailers Church Prayer Network. And if you're looking to fellowship with us in Nigeria, please join us at the Prevailers Church Prayer Network, the back of Lavard Motors, beside Akinola Chemist, Okefia, Oshogbo, Osun State, Nigeria. Our service times are Sundays 10 a.m. and Tuesday 6 p.m. for the School of Purpose.